You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to This Is What We Do on PodcastJuice.net. This is your boy. I hate people say this is not your boy. This is your man, Michael Dean. And we are joined here by the lovely Tori. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? How's everybody?
I'm doing good.
All right. And Mr. Big Sexy and Zach, how are you?
I'm dragging a little bit this morning, but I'm ready to roll.
All right. And Mr. Ant Pooh, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. The authority tried to hold me down, but like Daniel Bryan, when the whole crowd is chanting my name, can't keep a brother down.
Oh, the authority is coming at you.
Uh-oh.
Hold up, full stop.
Mark know what I'm talking about when you say the authority holding you down.
I know exactly what he's talking about. Oh yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they tried to sideline me, but when you that damn good, talent can't be held back.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. All right. Take your word for it, but we agree. And last but not least, Mr. Sean Hill, how are you, sir?
Doing well, doing well. Enjoying another sunny day in Southern California.
Ah, you're lucky. All right. And today on This Is What We Do, we're going to get into a lot of topics. We got limited time, so let's just get started. The first thing I wanted to bring up, because I will forget about this because we got a lot of stuff to talk about, is this whole thing with, and once I say it, you know exactly where I'm going, the Superman versus Batman, a.k.a. Man of Steel, is now going to be versus Captain America 3 in 2015, 16. And is this possible? Can you open two huge blockbuster movies in the same genre on the same day? Sean Hill, Mr. Movie Guy, what do you think about this?
It can be done. I mean, obviously you're dividing the audience though, but probably what'll end up happening, people will go see, you know, one at 7 and then the next one at, you know, multiple showings. So it's they could do it. It's just an endurance of endurance level, but I feel that the companies, both studios, are just trying to go mano a mano and say, okay, who's the top dog here? Who's going to rule the comic book cinematic world? So it'll be interesting if indeed they say that or they keep it that way, because you know it's a long way off and anything can change.
True. And Pooh, I know you got something to say on this.
I feel bad for Warner Brothers. I feel bad for Batman. It's a damn shame that Captain America, who's had a horrible history of films, is going to just outshine them come 2016. But I know this is not the same, but I remember back in 2002, I think it was 2002, maybe it was 2004, Spider-Man 2 and Attack of the Clones came out within a week of each other. That's technically not the same, but normally with a blockbuster tempo film like that, they'd like to give at least 2 to 3 weeks difference, so it can be done.
All right, Tori, what do you think about that? Which movie would you go see?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of either, unfortunately. But I mean, it's gonna happen, so it just will be interesting to see how it plays out. So yeah, I think I will go see both of them, but I would like to see how it's gonna play out. So.
Would you go see one first before the other?
No, not in any particular order.
Okay.
No.
All right. I believe we are joined by Mr. Q-Storm. Q, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. Before we get into what we're talking about, Q, can you do me a virtual favor?
Okay.
Turn around.
All right.
Drop your jaws.
Now it's a little bit of a side eye.
There's your lashings for late. All right. You can turn around. Please pull your jaws away. All right.
Please.
I know you have something to say about this. I don't know if you heard it. So we are talking about Man of Steel 2 versus Captain America 3. They are scheduled at this point to open on the exact same day. Who wins, who loses?
Wow, that's a Who wins, who... Well, I would say Superman probably has a wider appeal. Just based on that, I would probably say Man of Steel.
You think Man of Steel would be the bigger draw? Man of Steel 2?
Well, it depends on how this second sequel does that's coming out next month. I mean, that might play a part of it too, but I was just based on the characters. I think Superman is probably more widely known. Okay. And so just using that as a benchmark, I would say Man of Steel probably would win that.
I would tend to agree. Now, I am all ready for Captain America, and I'm sure Avengers 2 will be good as well. But the idea of seeing Batman and Superman on screen together, even if it's terrible, just I have to see it. Like, I will go see that first, even though the other one could be a better movie. Just the thought of Batman versus Superman, I don't know how that does not just blow anybody's mind. Like, I got to see what they do. And plus, based off of this crazy casting and everything that we've been hearing, is this going to be train wreck? Is it going to be fabulous? I would definitely be sitting in that seat first just because I want to see what they do. But with that said, Big Sexy, final word on this.
Well, I think it'll come down to who blinks first, because I don't think there's any way that these movies both open on the same weekend. There's just no way. Yeah, it's right. Just a bad business sense. So the question will be who blinks first. Whoever blinks first will get destroyed in the press. Now, having said that, if they both do open that weekend, I can uphold Captain America simply because of the track record. You know, now, if the DC film had the same cast from the last Batman or the same production team from that Batman run, that could overcome the stink of the last Superman films. But since we're going in brand new people all the way around and the questionable Ben Affleck, I don't know. I mean, people will see both, but from a numerical standpoint, I think they'll be pretty even the opening weekend, but I think Captain America will pull away because the Superman one will be a train wreck unless we see otherwise.
All right. Yeah, I'm excited about this. I give Marvel... Well, Marvel originally had that date, but they had an untitled movie sitting there. And then, you know, DC Warners came around and said, you know, we're going to open our movie on that day. We're going hard. And then just the other day, Marvel shot back like, yeah, we ain't going nowhere. We here. And matter of fact, we're going to do Cap 3 here, and let's go. So I would say this. The moviegoer could be the ultimate winner here. That was going to be one epic day of movie viewing if they do both come out, because, again, you got to imagine both movies would be damn near 2 hours. So it'd be like a 4 hour just orgasmic movie. And then it's just going to be mad podcasting and reviews. And it'll be crazy. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think Q hit it on the head by saying it really depends on how Winter Soldier comes out and how, you know, that film is received or not well received or whatever to determine what the outcome. Because as we know, Man of Steel did not get well received. So if it were me just picking, I would pick Captain America as of now. But, you know, that may change.
Well, true. And two, again, there's going to be an Avengers movies before that. So yeah. Just as the last, like if we were to base it off of the original Captain America movie, right, I'd be like, of course I'm going to see Superman. But Captain America and the Avengers was so dope, sort of reamped. Now his new movie is so damn hyped up. So we'll see. This movie, I'm sure this new movie is going to be great, and I hope the Avengers is just as crazy. So we're definitely going to see what DC has to do. I think they don't have a choice but to blink, because they don't have any opportunity to have any sort of, like, question mark. This movie, their movie has to be dope. Like, they're not going to have a second chance.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. We got a lot to go on. I wanted to get into this guy first. If I can find him, we can get him out of the way here. Mr. Chris Brown.
Here we go.
We talked about him a couple weeks ago, I believe. And, you know, I was saying, hey, you know, the brother, he has some issues. He's working them out, getting his stuff together, hopefully getting the help. Now it looks like he has been released or, I guess they kicked out of his rehab program, and he just went straight to jail. No bail. Tori, what's your take on Chris Brown's situation?
Yeah, I was just actually reading a little bit about it, and I am a Chris Brown fan, so yeah, I support the brother 100%. He seemed to have been doing good in the rehab for whatever reason. I think something about a probation violation, they came and picked him up. And, of course, like you said, no bail. I'm reading some jail time. I really hope he doesn't get any, because that is just not going to be good. But I'm definitely going to keep my eye on this report and see how it goes. But I really hope they don't just throw the book at him and give him jail time. I just can't picture him in jail. So, yeah. What do you guys think?
Big Sexy, you are a lawyer here.
Well, in criminal law, a lot of times, like for instance with DUIs, the court will give a person, you know, some rehab time as an alcohol education class, with the condition being, if you do not complete it, we will lock that ass up. You know, so apparently that's what happened with Mr. Brown here. I don't know the particulars, but if he got kicked out of a court-ordered rehab facility or program, he's going to jail. You know, because judges do not like their orders being ignored or not followed. Now, the fact that he's a celebrity may, and I underline may, you know, garner him a little bit of rhythm here. I don't think it should. I think everyone should be treated the same. So he will be looking at some time, probably, unless someone intervenes on his behalf.
All right. Anybody else have a comment on this?
Yeah. Go ahead, Sean.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to quote the great Huey Freeman from the Boondocks season one episode, The Trial of R. Kelly. What the hell is wrong with you people? That gets arrested is not Nelson Mandela. Yes, the government conspires to put a lot of innocent black men in jail on fallacious charges, but Chris Brown is not one of those men. We all know the nigga can sing, dance. But what happened to standards? What happened to bare minimums? Are you a fan of Chris Brown? You want to help Chris Brown? Get some counseling for Chris Brown. But don't pretend the man is a hero. And stop the damn dancing.
Okay.
This one will last. I paraphrase.
I don't want to have to follow that, but I'll try. I put on my Facebook wall, Chris Brown is Lindsay Lohan in blackface.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Get his ass out of here. He's done.
Yeah.
I mean,
You do the crime, you gotta do the time.
I mean, I don't understand why he's not, you know, doing his rehab or whatever. I mean, I don't think he's touring. He's not doing an album, and that really wouldn't be an excuse. I mean, he has no excuse. You know, do what you're supposed to do. Get your life back together. And, you know, I say he should go somewhere, grow a beard, come back, you know, go make some thought-provoking stuff, and, you know, maybe people will accept him back. But, you know, he just got to get his stuff together.
Yeah. He's done. I think he should be done just on the sentence of he needs to get his life is more important than his career.
Yeah.
I think he needs to stay out of the public eye, period, and get his shit together.
Mike, you said he's done. Never underestimate the stupidity of American culture.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying, I think for his betterment, he should just self-pull himself, you know.
Self-exile.
There you go. He's obviously got some issues, man.
Pull a Marvel.
It's a drug. Fame is a drug.
Very true.
He can't do it.
Very true. That just makes me think of something unrelated, but you guys heard of South by Southwest, right?
Yes.
Big music thing in Austin, Texas. There was this performance by Lady Gaga. Now, I don't know all the context, but I just seen a clip, and she's performing, and apparently they call this person, the girl that's standing next to her, a throw-up artist or something. I don't know. But anyway, basically you see her singing some song, and then there's a woman drinking some liquid, and then she's putting her hand down her throat, forcing herself to throw the stuff up, and she throws it up on Lady Gaga on purpose. That's part of the performance. And I'm like watching this and I'm like, are we in the Mad Max, you know, Toxic Avenger world where just is craziness going on? Like
we're beyond the Thunderdome, people.
Yeah. What's going on with the game? Is this where we're at now? Like you're throwing, yeah, people throwing up on you?
Wait a minute, Mike, you said you needed to know context.
I mean, I don't. There's got to be some sort of explanation behind this. It don't make no sense. What?
The envelope has been pushed so far. It's been, you know, stepped on, burned, peed on at this point. I mean, there really isn't anything left. I mean, there is no boundary anymore.
Well, we know that it wasn't real vomit, right?
The hell was
it? Well, you mean it wasn't real vomit? The lady drank something and she threw it up.
No, she didn't. She threw up paint. So it was a gag.
I'm saying whatever it was.
It didn't come out of her. It didn't come out of her digestive system. I'll put it that way.
Did it come out her mouth?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I read.
I know, but I'm just saying. But she did throw it up, right? Irregardless of what the substance was, I'm just saying she threw up some stuff she drank.
No, I'm saying I don't believe it actually came out of her stomach. It didn't. She didn't expel it from her stomach. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because you can't drink paint. We know that. So. It wasn't a real. She wasn't really regurgitating on Lady Gaga. I'm not saying it wasn't still not disgusting.
This is silence. She tried to explain. I hear what you're saying. Listen,
I'll just say this. This is what art is. This is what art is supposed to do. So, art inflames, and good art inflames. You know, to the nth degree.
I don't know if it's supposed to inflame, but it definitely stirs discussion, and that's what she is getting.
I'm not sure. R. Kelly, he spurred discussion too, then I guess. That was art. He peed on the girl.
And dodged a bullet too.
One is illegal. The other one's not.
It wasn't illegal. He didn't go to jail.
He wasn't convicted, so he got away.
It's not illegal to pee on underage girls?
Did he go to jail?
He did not go to jail behind this, no.
Okay, apparently it's not.
I could tell you guys. Well,
yeah. Think about it.
Oh, what did you do, Q?
You got stories.
Well, you know what? I'm tired. I had a long day. Fuck it. As you all know, I'm a foster parent, and we became.
For the record, I do not know if any authority figures listening.
Hilarious. Go ahead.
And. We became foster parents, hopefully to adopt, because the father of my foster child, I will not mention names, had intercourse with a 16-year-old girl. And the father's my age. He's not in jail. So a good lawyer can get you out of anything, just about.
Hold up. Okay. Hold up. Hey,
shit just got real.
The father was charged with statutory rape, and they didn't lock his ass up.
Because this is what I'm being told, and they're not allowed to tell me everything. I'm starting to regret that I brought this up, but his lawyer argued that the woman or the girl produced an ID that was fake, saying she was over 18.
Oh.
Well, that kind of does change things.
That does change things, yeah.
How does that change things?
Well, because, you know, in a lot of jurisdictions, it's a strict liability offense, which means you're liable, period. However, if the guy, and I'm not defending anybody, the guy used best efforts to ascertain her age and she's got, you know, valid-looking credentials that says she's 18, what else is he expected to do?
So so you're saying if a underage person goes into a bar and produces a fake ID, and she gets served, the bar goes unscathed?
Again, depending on the jurisdiction, if it's a strict liability, which means, you know, you're absolutely liable regardless, yes. In some cases, you know, like in California, if you present a valid ID to the satisfaction under a reasonable person test to the bartender here, and you're not of age, they're not going to get the bartender. Because he did what he's supposed to do. He checked all the IDs. ID was fake, but it looked real to him. So, you know, the bar will get away. Oh, I don't say get away, but will not be convicted. Because there's no intent here. You got to have intent in a criminal act, and there's no intent to break a law. Because you're assuming that, based on the information in front of you, what you're doing is a legal act.
Well, all right. The shit sound good, what you just said, so okay.
And that has been our legal minute.
I'm down with that. You made a good argument, man.
All right.
You ground my theory into the dust, so okay.
Man, Batman over there. He ready to do justice. Yeah. All right.
So I'm saying, you sound disappointed by that. Damn. Thought I had him.
Hell yeah, man. All right, let's move on.
All right. Woo. All right, so this is another one. It's not a happy story, but it's something to talk about. You know, you may have heard about this. So a Texas father shoots teen boy hiding in daughter's room. So this is, I'm going to read this here. This is off of Huffington Post Crime. A teenager in Harris County, Texas, was fatally shot by the father of a girl who sneaked the boy into her bedroom, authorities said. Johan McCormick, 17, was shot early Thursday morning after the father of a 16-year-old girl found him in her bedroom. McCormick was discovered first when the girl's younger brother went to say goodnight to her and saw 2 feet sticking out from under the bed. The brother got his father, who confronted McCormick after the daughter reportedly claimed she did not know him. The man, whose name was not released, called 911. He then got into an argument with the teen. The father told police that he opened fire when McCormick suddenly moved his hands. McCormick died at the scene. Deputies recovered a handgun from the home. Investigators later discovered the victim was a friend of the daughter's, whom she had let into the house. The father reported possible panic attacks after the shooting, was taken to a local hospital. Did anybody else hear about this story?
Well, I just read it this morning, and actually, I guess you're reading a different article than what I read, because it still seems a bit convoluted, because it said that the daughter had initially said she didn't know the dude.
Right.
So when did she eventually reveal that she knew him? Before he got shot or after he got shot?
I believe from what I've read, a couple of them, it was after that he got shot that she comes forward and says that. So there's a couple things. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, so the dad could have reasonably assumed that this was an intruder, you know, breaking in his daughter's room, trying to, you know, rape his daughter. You know, I guess Big Sexy can probably, our legal scholar here can speak more on that, but it seems at least reasonable that he shot the guy if he's thinking that he's an intruder.
Yeah, you know, ask a lot of questions. One, I hear conflicting things of... Apparently he was under the bed when the younger brother saw him, but then in some reports it seems as if he was actually in the bed with the girl when dad comes in. You know, I just started thinking about, like, you know, what if you would have, I mean, some people have done this. You've snuck in people in the house, or you've been the person that snuck into the house of a girl or a dude or whatever. But being the father and you see this boy in the bed with this girl, your daughter, are you thinking that this is a rapist? Like, he has somehow gotten into your house, he's in there raping them, and then, like, does the boy not see this guy has got a weapon? And is he, like, why are you arguing? And then there's a lot of questions, but, you know, the girl, why wouldn't you say you knew who he was? Like, does she really know how her dad gets down? Does the dad know his daughter enough to think that she normally would sneak a dude in the house, or does he think she was some sort of princess and she would never do something like that? You know what I mean? It's this crazy Tori. What do you think about
this?
Hold on one second. Go ahead, Tori.
In this particular case, it's extremely sad, but I think the daughter needs her ass beat, because this is ridiculous. This young man, his life is over, you know? It's sad. I think that, you know, the father was not justified in killing him. Why do you have to kill him? He couldn't, like, shot him in the arm or the leg or something. Like, to actually take someone's life is just beyond me. I'm still pretty shocked about it. But it's a really sad situation. And, you know, I don't think, in my opinion, that the father is going to serve any time because of the daughter's lying. I want to see how this is going to play out. But, you know, it's just really sad that this young man had to die over something so, you know, little, to where the daughter could have spoke up and said, well, yeah, I know him, and maybe it would have went differently, you know?
I think was it Anthony?
Go ahead. Yeah. A couple things, and I don't mean to snitch on myself, but in my younger, reckless, I'm trying to get some days, I was that brother. Thankfully, it wasn't daddy that came home. It was mama. But
Mama pop a cap in your ass too. So, but go ahead. That's right.
Thankfully. Yeah, you're right. But she knew her daughter, and the police knew, and apparently I wasn't the first. Secondly, I think that girl set that boy up. Something must have happened. She knew how her dad get down, and she set that boy up. That's the way I'm seeing it, all the way through. And thirdly, that, come on. I don't care how much love you got for your child. It is 2014. You find a boy, not a man, a boy in your daughter's bedroom. You know what's going on. You know, you might not want to believe it, but damn it, you know how that went down. Your daughter brought that man, that boy in your house.
Well, I agree with you. You know, it's, again, you know, common sense. Always common sense. So, you know, the dad, he probably is thinking, ain't this about a bitch? You know, and he's an older gentleman. He might not be having that. And then, again, I don't know what was said. He said there was an argument.
Exactly.
That's why I'm kind of like, I don't understand. If I was that kid. Unless he didn't see the weapon, even if he didn't see the weapon, like, you got caught, dog. Like, yes, sir, I'm sorry, sir. I'm out the door, sir. I don't know if he's, what does my man D-Bird call it? What do they say? Q Storm, loud talk?
Or, something like something, that.
I don't know if he, nigga, fuck that. Nigga, fuck that. You know, what was he talking crazy? And maybe the dad was just so pissed. And, you know, he's lost in the moment. Mm-hmm. How dare you touch me? Oh, I shouldn't have done it. You know, at that point, it's too late. Go ahead. Whoever's going to jump in.
No, I was just going to say, I don't for one second think that the kid was trash-talking when he had a gun pointed at him. Is that what you're speculating?
Well, I mean, there was some sort of argument. There was an argument. He's doing something.
I'm looking at the article. I don't see any... Well, they don't say there was an argument. Why couldn't it just be that the father isn't well-trained with a gun, and he saw the kid move, and he instinctively pulled the trigger?
Nah, not in Texas. You know, they do two things in Texas, football and guns. So I'm sure the dad was pretty well trained. You know, if the kid, again, we don't know the genesis of this argument that may or may not have happened. But like Mike said, if the kid was trying to, you know, be a 16-year-old or however old he was, you know, and he starts mouthing the dad, you know, you got a tense situation already. I have a gun pointed at you. Are you going to talk shit? And you're my daughter's fucking bad man, I will blow you away. You know, it could have escalated like that.
Well, I think the argument, if the article is true, it could have been over whether or not he knew his daughter. You know, he's like, I know her, you know, and she's saying, no, I don't know him, Dad.
That's true. Possibly could have been that, actually, yeah.
Which sucks. I don't know who this guy is, Daddy. Daddy, I don't know who he is. Oh, you got to go.
And he's like, I know her, man. Come on, man. And then, you know, sudden movements. And you look at this, the dad, he was walked out on a stretcher. Like, he has some medical problems going on. Maybe he just had a panic attack. But I just, this is weird, man. Like, I'm trying to rationalize, like, what would I do if I was a dad? Would I try to, like, be detective and be calm? Or would you be pissed? It's the middle of the night. You don't know what's going on. Your kid's in here. You ask your daughter, do you know this? I don't know him, Daddy. And this fool acting, you know, I don't know. You're going to protect your family. I guess you're going to shoot. You know, it sucks.
I think I'm maybe the only parent of a daughter here. I know how I would react. So, yeah.
True, yeah. I mean, that's...
Well, wait a minute. I mean, I don't know. We're all saying how we would react. But if you have a kid who we don't know for sure, according to this article, he's hiding. Let's assume for a minute he's hiding under the bed. If he's hiding under the bed, this is not a kid who wants confrontation. So I don't think he was mouthing off. And the thing is, yeah, as a father, you're going to be pissed. But you're not going to you don't shoot a kid down in cold blood.
You would if you think it's an intruder.
But if it's an intruder, okay, yeah, if it's an intruder, but it's an intruder that was hiding. And has no weapons.
Well, again, it's conflicting. It's first he was hiding when the younger brother saw him under the bed. By the time the dad comes in the house, apparently he may been in the sheets with the girl, like trying to get it in.
Oh, you got to go.
So I mean, I'm just saying. I know if I saw my daughter in that situation, even I'm leery just of her having a boyfriend. Period. On legitimate circumstances. So it's 2 or 3 in the morning at my house. and I walk, and my son tells me, "Oh, Auburn in there." What? Who? Somebody hi. What the fuck going on in here? Daddy, you on me? No, wait, I know. You got your. No. I mean, it could happen so quick, right? You're not thinking. You're scared. You want to protect, and you're offended. You know, and you got a gun in your hand. Maybe you should not have had. It's not for me to say he shouldn't have had a gun in his hand, but if he probably didn't have a gun in his hand, obviously this wouldn't have happened. But it did, and it's his right to have it. That's his house. And we always joke when we hear, "I wish they could." Well, come on, you know, grandma and them come up in there shooting. What the captain? You up in there? Y'all in there having sex and stuff? I mean, then this is a real life situation where it happens. You know, so
I just don't understand. Someone said something that was kind of outrageous, but maybe, I don't know, maybe there's something to it I don't know who said that the girl set him up. I mean, on the face of it, that sounds crazy.
That was me.
That was Adam.
That sounds crazy, but she knew the father and the younger brother were home. She didn't lock the door?
Well, she brought him in the house. That's the thing about it. So,
right, but she has a bedroom, I'm assuming, that it has a door.
Mm-hmm. True.
And you leave the door open so anyone can walk in? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. I was wondering about that too. Like, if she was going to sneak this young boy in, why didn't she lock her door so nobody could come in and catch her? But at the same time, like,
why not? I had a lock. Dude.
Well, there's butter knives, there's a chair. I would have locked that door or made sure nobody came in. If I'm sneaking the boy in, nobody's coming through my front door. But, I mean, I would never do that, by the way. Just to throw that out there.
Clarify that.
But the question I also have in this case is that if he was an intruder and the father thought that he was an intruder, why did he not just call the police?
He did. He called 911.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he did call 911. And then, let me go back. But I want to say he called them and then went back or something. Let's see. Discovered the brother, the man who was not, he said he called 911. Yeah. He then got into an argument with the teen. So he might have been holding the phone, called them, the boy standing there or in whatever. And again, this is the part that's unclear. What was that argument about? What
spawned this? Right. See where it says he got into an argument with the kid.
I'm looking at the one that's on Huffington Post. There's a lot of different sites.
Oh, here. I'm looking at the link that you sent. It's from Gawker. It doesn't say anything about an argument.
Okay, yeah, Gawker sort of truncates articles and put it, but okay. Yeah, definitely had the argument, and that's the thing. What happened at that argument, you know?
We'll have to revisit this one once more info comes out, and that'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, as my guy Sotomayor, he asked a question about this. Will you see Jesse? Will you see Sharpton? This is... One could argue this is another young black man being shot down, but the guy who shot him was a black man.
No, that's ridiculous. Nah. That's a ridiculous argument.
If it was a White House and it was if it was a White household and it was young black boy got shot in the room and the white girl said you would think it'd be ridiculous, they would be arguing the hell out of that.
Yeah, Jesse would be all over that one.
You saying Jesse and Al should be marching because...
They would march if it was if the family was white and the boy was black, they'd have been marching.
I'd say Jesse and Al, sit your ass down.
Hold on. I'm sorry, I'm a little slow today. I'm trying to understand this argument. You're saying if the family were white, if the father was white and the kid were black, mm-hmm. and the kid got shot after possibly breaking into someone's home. That Al and Jesse would be marching over that.
Yes, they would.
I think they would.
Did break
the home. They're not that stupid.
Yeah, they are. No. It's all about the visibility with these cats. Yes. They'll find out the deal that the kid was invited. He was invited. The kid was invited by the daughter. That's what they're, you know, hinge their bets on. And then there was excessive force and this and that. And oh, yeah, they'd make an appearance.
Nah, they wouldn't. I guarantee they wouldn't. I can't guarantee it, but they wouldn't touch that.
Big Sexy, I have a question. Does the family of the dead boy have any criminal or civil case they can throw against the father or the son? Because I'm thinking there's definitely a wrongful death because the girl lied.
Again, though, this is Texas. You know, the gun laws in Texas are real, I don't want to say lax, but they're very liberal. And on top of it, the dad, okay, we're talking about the dad for the moment. The dad is responding to a burglar, which is a felon, which is a dangerous felony, which you can use deadly force to repel. So dad's going to get away. The daughter, on the other hand, mm-hmm. see, now if they get the daughter for a wrongful death, they can't impugn that to the dad or the family because they don't, unless they know of her dangerous propensities, you're not, parents generally are not responsible for the torts of the child. So if they do chase a wrongful death, there's not going to be much to get. This is really unfortunate. It really is.
Well, I think there needs to be a law of if a chick lies and somebody gets killed behind it, they need to go to jail for that.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. No problem.
All right. Yeah, we'll definitely come back and revisit this. All right, moving along, jump into something different, change it up a little bit. Movies. They just released a trailer for the James Brown biopic. Get on up. And I wanted to get people's impressions on that. Start with ladies first. Tori, you saw this trailer.
Right, yeah. I was watching it this morning, and I'm not convinced by the gentleman who's playing James Brown, but maybe that's just me. But overall, it seems to be entertaining, and I definitely want to go and check this movie out. I think it's going to be a good one, but again, I don't know about the lead character. He just throws me a little bit. I don't think he's a good James Brown, in my opinion, but yeah.
You didn't like his...
No.
Get him on a good foot now.
No, none of that. No.
Anybody, go ahead.
I'll go. I looked at it this morning too, and I kind of had the same reaction. It seemed part parody, part real. So I'll go see it, of course, and I'm actually looking forward to see it because I think he does deserve a biopic. But as far as the selection of the actor, he was good in 42. But like I said, I'm just not sold on them yet. And, once I'm sure some clips and other things will come out and, can make a better judgment, but I'll reserve judgment until I see more.
Yeah. I would just add that I want to see it. It looks like it is a celebratory type of a take on James Brown, which I don't mind that. Like, it's like once you just listen to the music, you can't help but sort of get pulled into it because it's so good. And even just if you see it, to me, it's like when I saw him in Glimpses, I was like, I can see how he's kind of got some of the essence of it a little bit. They don't give you enough to just blow. It's not like Ray or something yet. But again, we haven't seen the movie. But I was like, I can probably suspend my belief a little bit and let him do it. It just depends on how that movie actually plays. But if they can recreate the performance and they have the real music, it could probably win me over because that music is undeniable. And if he can just even somewhat capture it and look like they got the costumes and they go all in on the hair. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm kind of with you. I'm going to wait and see. Q-Strong, go ahead.
Well, you all are talking about if the music can grab you, that's what you're looking forward to, the music. Well, then just go see a documentary about James Brown and put on a record. I'm going to go see this movie, and if the music is the only thing that's going to draw me into it, it's not a good movie. And I'll put it like this. I remember when Ray came out, I got into this argument with this guy out on the West Coast who represents, I'll call him a B or C list actor, okay? He made the comment that Jamie Foxx didn't do a good job playing Ray Charles because all he did was imitate Ray Charles. And I thought, are you crazy? You're out of your mind. He won an Oscar. It was a great. And he said, no, he did an imitation of Ray Charles. Now, I still think Jamie Foxx knocked it out of the park, but I understood when I saw this trailer, I understood what that guy was saying because this sounds like it looked like an SNL skit performance of James Brown. And I'm completely with Tori. I question if Chadwick Boseman was miscast as James Brown because I wasn't all that impressed with him in 42. And this looks like he's just doing a parody imitation of James Brown to me. I'll go see it because as someone else said, it's a worthy story to be told, but I'm just afraid it's not going to do James Brown justice. Plus, they're talking about the character talks to the camera. Oh, please. And it's going to be the director hinted at the fact that his story is going to be told. But he said it's not going to be put on play. We're going to present it on shuffle, as if to indicate they're going to take chunks of James Brown's life and mix up the time frame. And I'm like, what do you
think? I hate that.
Oh, I hate that.
It sounds like it might be a flashback sort of movie or something. I will say this, though, in terms of the parody part, I think on the surface, if you look at James Brown, he lends himself to parody because he is so extreme into what he does. I would think we would have somewhat of the same opinion if there was a Prince movie. You would like, there's no one that could capture his essence off the top of your head. And anyone that does it, he looks so crazy, it's going to look sort of like, kind of like they could be making fun of it. But that's what he really looked like. He was extreme. He was a parody almost, but he killed it. But that's just my opinion. Go ahead, somebody.
But can I just say one thing? Can I respond to that real
quick?
I'm sorry, real quick. See, that's the thing. All of these celebrities, performers, these larger-than-life personalities, that was what they showed you on stage.
Right, and no one can capture that.
But I want to see – so they themselves are parodies on stage. But a good biopic is going to show you if you've done your research into the character, you talk to people who actually knew the person, you're going to see the real side of that person, and that is what makes the biopic interesting.
Well true, but based off a trailer, we don't get that. That's what I'm saying. We only can show us a glimpse, right? But I'm saying, like, it would be no different if it was Prince, if it was a Michael Jackson, which there's been many, which we would all say they look kind of ridiculous. But the only thing I would say with Ray is that he wasn't a larger-than-life kind of dude.
So, what?
In terms of how he looks and stuff,
but
no,
it's not
he's not.
About his looks. It's not just
well,
about
no,
his
but
looks.
It does matter. Like, no one can pull off James Brown. We can just put that on the table. There's no one who's going to be James Brown. There's no one that is going to be Michael Jackson on screen. There's no one that will probably ever be, to our opinion, who will be a Prince on the screen. Those guys are the outliners. They are the exceptions to the rule. You can capture the look. You could capture sort of the style of it, but you ain't going to capture the essence of when you just look at, say, a Prince on the screen. And Purple Rain is a terrible movie. The music makes that movie, but he makes that movie. Like, you are not going to look at him on there and not be able to say, damn, I want to look at that guy. Or even in Under the Cherry Moon, like, some people think it's a terrible movie, but we can just say his essence of who he is shines through that movie. That's what makes it. But if you can't put nobody else up there to do that, there's only rare dudes that can pull that off.
I guess I kind of disagree.
That's fine.
Well, yeah. After watching Dreamgirls, I was totally behind Eddie Murphy doing James Brown.
Yes.
He essentially played him.
But
he's
to me as a parody of James Brown to me.
Well, but if he saw Dreamgirls, that was essentially James Brown he was doing. And he played him funny to me, though.
But it's still a parody, though. I didn't take him serious.
He showed weakness. He showed weakness in that film.
Yeah, it wasn't just a comedy role at all.
Well, no, but I'm saying that's a movie. We can't compare the trailer to that because we haven't seen the dramatic parts of the movie yet, right? We're just going off of the trailer.
Well, we can base our opinions on what the movie might be like on the trailer. That's why they show you the trailer.
Well, right, but I'm saying that's why I would go back to Sean, though. We would have to sort of wait and see. Like, we're based on stuff we have not seen yet. Maybe they do address these things we were talking about. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, going to Prince real quick, if anybody can play Prince on the big screen, my vote would be for Andre 3000, at least for right now. I think he has the look. I think he can pull it off.
And then the guy playing Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah.
He ain't pulling off Jimmy, but I go.
I said, well, we haven't seen. I've only seen the one trailer.
I agree. There was a scene out. There is a clip from the movie, but.
Now, somebody said that Evan Ross. I could see him playing.
I could see him playing Michael.
I don't see how good of an actor. I don't know how good of an actor he is, but he could play from looks like you were talking about. He could play, I guess, Michael or Prince.
Okay.
My vote for Prince is Fred Armisen.
Who is this?
Somebody smack him.
Oh, please. don't even.
Who is the guy? I don't know his name, but.
He's from SNL, he used to do the Prince Show skits.
Oh, hell.
I'm sorry, he was awesome.
Off the show.
No.
Okay, Big Sexy, you ready for Get Up, Get On Up?
You know, when you talk about biopics for James Brown and the ones for Jimi Hendrix, I don't know why these movies seem to be snake bit from the word go. Didn't they have a Hendrix one a while ago with
Wood Harris?
Oh God, yes. You know, come on now, man. Avon Barksdale trying to be Jimi Hendrix, that's not going to work. And this cat, I did not see the trailer, but I've seen stills. He looks like Eddie Murphy, as Eddie Murphy used to do the hairdresser, Dion, in the old Saturday Night Live skit. You know, it's hard to capture that. And the director, and a lot of directors make the same mistake. They're trying to tell things their way. Well, we're going to make it a shuffle. No. Start at A, go to Z, shut up. Let the man's story speak for itself. And people, a lot of people, especially of our generation, make the mistake of thinking, okay, I want somebody like Eddie Murphy to be James Brown in the hot tub. No. If you're going to do it properly. Go back to the famous flames. Make it all proper. But I don't know, man. I don't hold high hopes for this one.
All right. I believe it comes out, what, next year? Or is it this year?
I believe it's towards the end of this year. Yeah, it's Oscar, you know.
They finished all the shooting. They're editing now. That's the same article I read about where the director was talking about it.
Okay. Like I said, I'm definitely going to be there. I don't know if it'd be good, but when they show the parts of, you know, he's in the studio and they're doing all that. And again, that's like when that music kick in. I kind of want to, I don't know if it's going to have insight, but, you know, this is when he says something to somebody, you want to be the one to take out, kill the funk or something.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man. Like, what, you know, so.
And the thing is, you know, Q mentioned a documentary. I'd rather see a well-produced documentary, because if you have a documentary, you could talk to people like Alan Leeds, Bootsy Collins, Maceo Parker, people who were there.
I agree. I think there should be that. But I think at the other end of it, I think there should be a movie, because a lot of these kids aren't just going, they're not going to go see the documentary until they see the movie that sort of sparks their interest. They're like, you know what? I want to really learn what was going on with that. This I sort of got the Hollywood version. Now let me go see what the deeper part of it. And again, for me, if it just at least keeps the music out there and it gets popular, then it's all right with me.
I can recommend two documentaries right now that I know of. Well, two and a half, I guess. When We Were Kings. Soul Power, which is based on When We Were Kings. And I want to say it's called The Night He Saved, Night James Saved Boston, or something like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. those three are very, very good documentaries. Soul Power is probably the best one out of the three.
Is that the one in Nigeria?
The one that they filmed. It was a crazy story. They thought the footage was lost. They filmed that concert that was featured in When We Were Kings, but they thought they lost most of the footage. They ended up finding it, and it took almost, 20-30 years to get the thing on screen just because of financing. But it's also got Bill Withers, the Spinners, and then, of course, the movie ends with about a 20-minute maybe performance by JB, and it's him in his prime. It's excellent. Soul Power is the name of it.
Not Soul Plane.
Oh God!
Do not confuse.
Shout out to Kevin Hart.
Is that documentary as good as the YouTube clip where Prince knocks over a stage, piece of the stage?
One day there will be a Prince movie, and I hope they put that scene in there and show what he was on before he walked up there, because he couldn't have been in his right mind. All right, moving right along. Things I wanted to, before I remember, video game real quick, because we sometimes talk about that. So the big game that came out last week or week before, Titanfall, big hullabaloo for Xbox One. This was starting to be their system seller. Now we do have a video game guy in the house. Anthony, have you played Titanfall?
I have not. I'm waiting on my code.
Okay. So. And then, quick story, I went and bought Titanfall for the PC, so I don't have an Xbox. And I go and buy it, and say, okay, cool. I didn't realize till I got home that you have to have 64-bit Windows, which I don't have.
You don't?
I was running Vista. That's what has been working for me. I have no problems. I've never had any problems. You know, I had no reason to change. So I was pretty hot. I was like, really? Like, I've never experienced a game where you couldn't play it. So I upgraded to Windows 7. Got the game on. Installed the game. The game took longer to install than Windows 7.
Damn.
Which is crazy. Apparently, the game has over 40-something gigs of audio.
40 gigs of audio?
Yes. And it took forever to get that on there. It was over an hour. Okay, so I finally get the game going. And I'm just real quickly, because I don't want to bore you. The game, it's okay. It's not nothing we haven't seen before. It's a first-person shooter. Yes, it has giant robots in it. But I didn't find it to be groundbreaking. The graphics were good, but nothing on a PC I've seen this before. I just thought it was good. You know, I don't think it's the big, you know, upgrade next gen that they're billing this thing is. And it sort of worries me with this whole next gen thing. I haven't personally seen any game that warrants this whole hype. Like, I don't want them to like overplay their hand to people when they think they're going to get this all new experience, and they haven't. To me, they have not delivered anything like that yet. I don't know what you think, Anthony.
Well, you know, I'm a little jaded, but wait till Tuesday. There's that game. That's the next gen game coming out.
Is it Second Son?
No. What?
What game are you talking about?
Talking about Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes.
Oh, that's yeah, you are jaded.
No, I'm for real. That's that game.
Okay. Full disclosure, Nando, do you not work for the company that's putting that game out? Just to be clear, I'm not saying it's not a great game. I've seen clips. It does look pretty amazing.
Yes, I do. And I have played the game. The game is freaking amazing. And it's produced by Hideo Kojima, who rarely disappoints. And I shouldn't go all into detail on this, but that's why Sony and Microsoft is knocking at our doors, throwing money at us.
Oh, nice. Right.
But now this game, this is coming out on last gen and current gen, right?
Yep. That's where I have to end my full disclosures. Yeah. I'm gonna get you.
But so, I mean, for me, though, to say is then again, it's something that you could play on the 360 or PS3, so you don't have to. That's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily the next level again. You know what? It may look pretty. I'm not gonna say it doesn't look graphically.
PlayStation
dope.
4. It's the truth on it. Will sell. It will help sell easily 200,000 PlayStation 4s.
Mm. So you're saying it's a $500 or $400 game?
Wait, hold up. I'm not saying that.
I mean, if it's going to make me spend $400 to go buy another $60 game, it's a $460 game. Right, I'll leave you alone. I'm just messing with you.
Fuck, I hate
All right.
Yeah, Titanfall, I'm hearing a lot of great things about it. It does look good, but I'm like, I'm a Black Ops guy. I'm a Black Ops zombies guy. Okay. So give me some robots. I'm like, okay, what else you got for me? And everybody's waiting for Halo, I think it's Halo 5. So, you know, it's got some buzz, and Microsoft is in some big trouble right about now. Their game is not selling. I think I sent y'all a link about how they said they should just give Xbox to Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
That's how bad things are going for Microsoft. But, you know, Bill Gates is stubborn.
Real quick, and if I can remember this, Bill Gates recently just spoke at something. I don't know if it was South by Southwest. It was something where he started talking about, like, just, you know, technology in the future. And his sort of thing was that, you know, technology is going to make the lower paying jobs obsolete, you know, as we keep going forward, where they'll, you know, can have robots or automation to do all these sort of entry level positions. And it just made me think, I wanted to just ask you guys, and I'm just kind of going off on a different tangent here, but what happens in 20, 30 years? When all of the factory work, a lot of these sort of minimal jobs are it's automation, and those people who don't have the college education, even those who do, where does everyone work? once most of these jobs are gone. Like when you go to McDonald's, I think he made the example of you going to McDonald's or something in a drive-thru, and there's nobody there to take your order on the intercom. It's just a touchscreen, and you just, I want a burger, I want this, dip, dip, dip. And then the guy just gives it to you. Like, I mean, even that just sort of eliminates a lot of jobs. Where are we going to be at?
I don't even want to think about it.
It reminds me of the movie Elysium, where you get your meds from this beat up looking robot. Remember that scene in Elysium? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it'll really get to that point, because Americans, for the most part, are lazy. You know, so if you're going to ask someone to drive up to a drive-thru and punch in a code or use a touchscreen, that's not going to happen. Because when I go to Home Depot, for instance, you know, you can go through the regular register or you can do the self-pay. And I've heard people standing in line at self-pay saying, why am I using self-pay if I'm not getting a discount? Because I'm doing the work myself. I'll just go through the other line. So there's always going to be a segment, a large segment, who want to do it the old-fashioned way.
Do you think that, you know, the younger generation that is raised on smartphones and tablets that are conditioned to press these screens, you think they would be more receptive to, they have no problem?
Oh, yeah. That I agree with.
That's what I'm saying. In 20 or 30 years from now.
Yeah, that's true. The youngins will definitely be all about that.
Yeah, it's you know, I even see this sort of in my job situation. You know, there's a lot of automation coming, and I'm like, wow, it's interesting to me. I mean, you've all seen the drone thing, right? That Amazon talked about, and you know, they got all kind of stuff along those lines and different things. It just makes me wonder. Like, I'm curious to where are those people going to be working? You know, what's going to happen, but yeah. So, keep it moving. Get off of Michael's Skynet future. let's go to Nigeria. Who wants to go to Nigeria? Let's go to Nigeria. Headline here says, Nigerian court rules 4 men receive beatings for being homosexual. 4 Nigerian men were beaten and flogged for being gay by an Islamic court in the northern city of Bauchi, according to Liberty Voice. The men, who were among a group of people arrested late last year, had their confessions of being homosexually allegedly forced out of them after they had been beaten up in custody. The men, along with a few others, were reportedly accused of belonging to a gay group and receiving $150,000 in donations from the United States for an apparent membership drive. These men were required to pay $125 for the crime, and if they cannot come up with the payment, they will be facing a year in prison. They also received, they had to lie on the floor, and they got 15 lashes from horse whips across their backsides. What do you guys think about this? This is obviously not America. They don't have GLAD and different things over there. Is this barbaric?
Yep.
Yes.
No way around it, man. This is wrong. This is barbaric. It's reprehensible.
Should we like go over there and try to like,
no,
change their situation so that, no, they can have free rights?
No. My Star Trek is coming out now. Prime Directive applies here. No, that's something internal to that country. We can't get into it.
Yeah, that's some wild stuff, man. I mean, you know,
if they had some oil, I bet we'd be right there on the doorstep.
There'd be some negotiation happening, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could ask the same question of Russia. You know, our president didn't go to the Olympics because the way they treat homosexuals, but we're not sending armies over there.
Mm. Because Russia got a nuclear bombs.
That's true.
Yeah, but,
is Russia? Are they beating people like this? Well,
They remember that. did y'all see the footage of that one group? Now, I don't know if they're gay or not. I think they champion gay rights, but they're more subversive than anything else. But of the Cossacks beating that female group Pussy Riot, they were playing out somewhere in Russia, and these soldiers walked up on them, started whipping them.
Yeah, and they went to jail for a long time too, didn't they? They were being held in jail.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't know, man. That's some wild stuff. I guess, you know, obviously there, you know, Islamic situation. They have different culture, different way of seeing things. But that's pretty rough, man. That's brutality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some would argue it's the same sort of brutality that we went over, came across as a people here.
Oh, no, don't go there. Don't even go there.
All right. Okay, moving right along. Q-Storm, you might have an opinion on this. Conrad Murray apparently is getting back into the health practice to some capacity.
Really?
Conrad Murray is reportedly back in the medical business after landing a new job. TMZ reports, Murray, who was found guilty in the death of Michael Jackson, took a job at the Trinidad Ministry of Health and will be working with children who have heart problems. Should he be allowed to get back in the game, or should he have to be, should he sit down? What's your guys' opinion?
I thought he got his license revoked.
Different country.
Oh, I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's Trinidad. In Trinidad now. He's not here.
Wow, they took him, huh?
Yeah.
How desperate is Trinidad? Wow.
I mean, imagine you have this guy on your payroll. Who is this new doctor? Oh, he's Conrad. The man who killed Michael Jackson? yeah. Like, that's wild, man.
Well, you guys said, I had posted as well. I'm going to say this again. They need to stop saying the man that killed Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson killed Michael Jackson.
Agreed. I totally agree with you.
Disagree completely.
He had some help.
You know, the guy is a doctor. He had the highest standard. Supposed to, you know, have that duty of care to Michael. If Michael had went out on the street and bought something and slumped in an alley and shot himself up, that's fine. But Dr. Murray, that rat fuck, gave this to him. Wow. You know, that's why he went to the joint. He is wrong. This is on him. He's got a heightened education as well as a heightened absolute duty. I believe, you know, Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. I don't care how strung out you are, how much money you have. If you come to me as your doctor, it's got to be no.
But that's the thing. Someone would have done it. If it not Conrad, then it would have been
somebody else. It should have
been the next. It'd have been the next guy. I mean,
it should have been the next guy because it should have been a doctor. If it was like, you know, Avon Barksdale, that's what they do. You know this going in, but this is your doctor. No, he's not supposed to do like that.
We just agreed to disagree, Mike. You dude was getting paid $500,000 a month. He really supposed to tell Mike no?
Yeah,
if he's a doctor, he should. I mean,
yeah.
If Mike wanted to shoot up coke or heroin and the guy was, and he said, here, you do it, Conrad, here. Sure thing, Mike. Get your veins ready and pump it. I mean, no. Like, wow. You're supposed to say, no, Mike, you can't do this. I appreciate, but you're paying. Again, common sense. Why do you want to kill the money train? Like, I would be trying to keep him somewhat healthy so that I can keep getting paid. He was just,
it was an accident, right?
I mean, using the logic of he was making however much a day. I mean, going back to
whoa,
the hell was that?
Yo, Aunt Pooh, you still there?
See, his phone told him that he's wrong. That's what it is.
Yeah, I guess Mike beat the logic. Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm just gonna say all the people.
I can't hear.
Hello? We couldn't know. Alrighty there, sir. Go ahead, Q.
No, I was just going to say, I think it was Aunt Pooh that said he was making X amount of million, you know, so many hundreds of thousands of dollars a day or whatever. So you think he's going to say no? Well, I mean, using that logic, the people who almost bankrupted this country, the banks and Goldman Sachs, they made millions of dollars. So they shouldn't have said no to what they were doing? I mean, that's not a good...
But they weren't killing. I mean, they wouldn't put nobody's life in danger with it.
How do you know that? Many people lost their livelihood. I mean, I'm exaggerating. All my point is that money, using the argument, I couldn't say no to the money, is ridiculous to justify what you're doing if it's wrong.
No, I would agree with that. I agree with that. Yeah, so if you in Trinidad, if you're hearing our voices, stay away from Conrad.
Yeah, run.
If you didn't know, he killed Michael.
So just come with me if you want to live.
Yeah. Let him shoot you up. Okay, getting to the end here. Let's just throw this in here. Ashanti, singer from the 90s or early, it's from 2000s. She was with the, you know, she has some hits or whatever. But apparently, okay, she also has a stalker. And this gentleman, this is crazy to me. I want to read it. A lovesick stalker is turning his lust for Ashanti into rage toward a judge. Devar Hurd, 35, this man is 35 years old, he unleashed a blistering rant in Manhattan Superior Court Tuesday, demanding his judge be taken off the case and claiming he's been railroaded by the justice system. He says, "You know I didn't do nothing," he told the justice, Charles Solomon. "Why are you not honoring the simple fact of what's going on? Isn't that part of your job? Stay away from criticizing my job," Solomon shot back. Solomon is the judge. The irresponsible Hurd was convicted of stalking and harassing the sultry singer in 2009. But soon after he was sprung from prison 3 years later, he was at it again, sending more than 100 crotch shots and sex texts to Ashanti and her family. Hurd grew incensed Tuesday when the judge asked his new defense lawyer, Glenn Hardy, if prosecutors had turned over the new batch of allegedly incriminating tweets in Texas. The man says, "I want to switch judges." He says, "I feel like there's a conflict of interest. You're talking about the text messages? There are no text messages," Hurd asked. "You're talking about emails? There are no emails." Solomon told Hurd to calm down, but the deluded perv kept ranting at him. What's going on with the 35-year-old man? His brother is sending 100 crotch shots to basically a washed-up singer.
Yeah, that's the
and
part.
And then arguing in court with the judge about it.
Clearly, he's not in his right mind, man.
I don't know if you see the article. You look at the brother. He look like a normal cat. Like somebody like, "Hey, what up, partner?" What?
How did he get her number?
That's a good question.
and her family. I'm like,
right?
No, they're not listed.
Unless there's something else going on.
I'm looking at his picture. His line is tight.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. They got a hell of a barber program.
Apparently, I had to take a dick pic too.
I don't understand all these fine women out here that are relevant, and you're gonna have a stalk Ashanti?
I don't know.
What year are we in?
I know, right? That's what I'm like. I don't understand.
Her line wasn't full, I guess. You know, she's not at the top of the game anymore, so she probably doesn't have many stalkers.
She should have thought it was an honor. I mean, she is washed up, but I mean, I don't know. Like,
she got a new album out, or a new song out. But go ahead.
Yeah, it ain't good.
Yeah, it's trash. But I mean, her video, she's half dressed. She walks around half dressed. She's very sexually suggested. You know, she's that type of, you know, singer, entertainer. And then she's offended by this man, which I'm quite sure she's probably got worse text messages or pics or whatever. I think she probably just, I wouldn't say let him on, but kind of like laughed it off at first. And then he just kept sending them. And then I think at some point she might have got offended. But I'm like, you know, your career, you are a sexual person, and someone sends you that, and you send them to jail for 3 years. Like, really? Was that necessary?
That's kind of a good point. You know, you see some of, you know, Beyonce, which I love, but definitely very sexualized performer. Do you sort of invite the nutcases, you know, to come at you a little bit? When you have such a very argument,
should a woman be responsible?
True.
Whatever she wants, walking down the street, I'm never gonna put sexual aggression on the woman. You know, unless it's a clear cut case that she's, you know, trying to hem a guy up, but she doesn't know the guy. I don't know. I think that's a dangerous path.
Yeah, it's interesting how he got her phone number. That's.
I mean, Christina Milian, I could halfway see. Because she still stays in the news every now and then.
You said halfway. Anyway. All right, moving along, moving along. What do we got? Anybody else got something?
I got some. This was in the news. This was about the girl that sued her parents.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
And now I just heard that, like, she's moved back in with them. But Mark, Big Sexy.
Yo.
What do you I have to hear what you got to say on that one.
You know what I'm going to say. You know? there are enough parents on the panel here, and we've all been raised, you know, obviously by our own parents. And at one point or another, we all heard my house, my rules, or a variation of that.
Yes.
And if homegirl didn't want to live by home daddy's rules, you got to go. So as far as her being entitled to anything, get the fuck out of here. You know, when I'm judge, I'm not having this in my courtroom. This is not going to fly. There'll be no brief. There'll be no oral argument. I don't want to hear it. Get the fuck out. Are you living in another house? Yeah. Then shut up and do what they say.
Well, next.
Yeah, then it's time to go. Get your shit and get out.
File that under white folks shit.
Seriously.
California judge sends the internet in spasms.
let Raheem say that to his mom and dad. You gonna do what?
we're apparently shooting the kids. So.
Well, yeah. So I don't know.
Speaking of boy in here. Well, anyway.
The person I got beef with is the lawyer that represented her. That was the father's homeboy. He deserved it. He needed to get his ass whipped. Moment court was over, I just would have walked over and knocked him the fuck out.
I mean, it's just business, man. Just business.
Wait. So the girl's lawyer was dad's partner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. That's no. Foul, man. That's double foul.
So then I wonder if the dad was paying or had to pay the bill for the daughter.
Nope.
The whole thing sound like it might have been a hoax. Like, how, and then she moves back in. Like,
sounds just, like some bullshit. Yeah.
Well, she had said her. I guess she was uncomfortable with her dad or something like that. He was too PDA, and so she wanted to move out, but she didn't have the means to support herself to move out. So that's why she was suing her parents because
right there she put in that little hand grenade of inappropriate behavior by the dad to get some sympathy, which we all know is bullshit. Yeah. She wanted to get the free money, the free ride, and dad drew the line. So all of a sudden, well, he touches me inappropriately. Yeah, okay, we're gonna go there now. Get out of here.
Wow. All right, real quick, there are some movies that came out this week, and I haven't seen any of them, but I'm sure that Mr. Sean Hill has seen the Need for Speed movie.
Yes.
And what was the other one? Veronica
Mars.
Give us your quick sort of 30-second takes on these movies.
Veronica Mars is a TV show on the big screen. Unless you are a fan of the series and have some knowledge of those events, I'd say skip it. It's good, but not good enough to go pay $14 to go see it. It should have been a direct-to-video release. Need for Speed. It's not a Fast and Furious ripoff as most people think. It's more Smokey and the Bandit and Vanishing Point. But it's not very good either. There are plot holes big enough in this thing to drive a truck through. The acting is eh. There's a moment that is in such bad taste. I'm surprised they didn't offer an apology after the movie. One of the characters dies in a fiery car crash in a souped-up automobile.
Wow.
Hence echoes of the death of Paul Walker. And I mean, it's when I was like, wow, they really went there. Now I don't know when it was filmed and all of that, but it should have been edited or done in some way to take it out because it was in bad taste. But I can't recommend it either. It's terrible. It's probably going to be my worst film of the year, right behind Ride Along.
Damn.
Whoa.
How was what's his name? Aaron Paul. How was
uncharismatic. I could care less about him. I was really sitting there going, this is a guy you're going to give a franchise to. I didn't care for him one way or the other. Kid Cudi gave an embarrassing performance. He was you know, the token brother who's, you know, dancing and all of that stuff. And
come on, boss, we're going in, boss.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it quick. His character is somehow able. He's a pilot, so he's somehow able to fly all these planes. He's like their watchdog from the sky, but he's able to like land and take off at will, and then switch planes. And one time he's flying a Cessna, then he's flying a helicopter, and then he's able to get a military plane. And I'm like, you just can't. Take this, you know, it's not Enterprise rent a car where you just drop off a plane and then pick up another one. You know, I mean, just the plot of it was stupid. And yeah, don't go see it. Don't go
so
see
let
it.
Let me get this straight. They say you have a black man who's flying planes.
He's flying planes,
and
yeah.
He just walks in and get multiple planes in the course of the movie.
Yeah, there's a scene where he lands at some airport. Again, you just can't land at will. I mean, and then they don't show how he gets it, but then he somehow gets a news helicopter, and he's helping them fly. He's helping them navigate streets in Detroit. And again, you just don't.
He is the magic Negro.
Yes. And then at the end, he ends up in jail, and he ends up teaching like the guys how to dance. Which
wow.
I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. I'm not kidding you.
Fetch your ass, niggas, man. Damn.
Yeah, I didn't know it was based on a video game. I didn't know it was in 3D when I walked in, and I knew as soon as I saw that EA logo pop up on the screen, I'm like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Heart sunk.
Yeah. So, but yes, no, skip both. And the other major movie that opened did not screen for critics, Single Mother's Club, so I can't speak on whether or not it's good or not.
Well, did you hear about Tyler Perry going on Ellen and asking her to invite all of her white friends to go see it?
No, I didn't hear that.
Hilarious. Yeah, he says it's a movie for white people too. I don't know.
So in other words, his fan base is dwindling. So now he's got to.
Okay. I don't know if it's a movie for black people personally.
Well, yeah. I mean, probably not. I mean, I've gone on record with my disdain for Mr. Perry, so I won't go on any further. But I haven't seen that one, and probably won't see it until it comes out on video.
Mm. He's trying to say a movie called Single Moms Club is for white folk. He do know the white delegation does not extol single motherhood, correct?
Hey.
Oh, there's some, but there's two white characters in this, if I remember the poster correctly. So. Yeah. But yeah, no, he's just trying to broaden his fan base because black folks are, you know, staying away in droves now. So he's got to tap that other market. Being in bed with Oprah, so to speak, will only take you so far.
God, why'd you put it that way?
I said so
first
to speak.
He said he had to tap, and then he went.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on, we talking about Tyler Perry. They're in bed doing nails.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, Oprah's already bought the rights to the TV show of the movie that hasn't even come out yet, so we don't even know if there's an audience for it. And so coming soon to OWN will be Single Moms Club, the series.
Great. All right, we have two more left, and we're going to wrap this up quickly. More movie news. We talked about this young lady last week. Was it Lupita?
I'm saying the young girl, yes.
So now the word is that she is in the running for some lead in the Star Wars movie coming up.
Really?
And so there's like five male actors who sort of narrowing it down to. I know one of them was the brother from Attack of the Block,
John Boyega.
Yeah, I would love to see him be in this.
Me too, man. Me too.
That guy was amazing in that. I haven't seen him in anything else since then, but. And then there's also the rumored Star Wars logo that was leaked. I don't know if you saw that. They sort of substitute the T in Star Wars for a 7.
That was foul. God, no.
So, yeah, there we go.
So, gentlemen, it's beginning.
You think they're going to mess it up? It's hard to say, man. It's just so hard to say.
Well, you know how I feel about the current state of filmmaking. if you can find one good film, you can find one Wolf of Wall Street, Diamond in the Rough, you're doing good for the whole year.
Well, I can attest to that. This year, my favorite movie, and I won't say favorite, but the best movie I've seen this year is Nonstop, and that's sad.
Yeah. All right, last one. We cannot end this show without talking about it. It is all over the news. The Malaysia flight, the Boeing 777. The latest thing I'm seeing now is that they are seeing as a deliberate disappearance, that it was some sort of hijacking situation going on. It's been a week now, over a week, since this plane has disappeared. All sort of theories have been out there, but now they're sort of coming out saying, yeah, something happened on that plane. They did this on purpose. Still haven't found the plane yet. I'm curious to what you guys think about this. Before I say that, you know, me and Tori were talking yesterday, and, you know, it's kind of like, man, I can't believe this stuff is happening. And me, I'm like, I can believe it. Again, you know, we had 9/11, and some people choose to believe what they want to believe about it, but I believe that 9/11 wasn't entirely happened the way it was explained to us. There was a lot of questions one would ask about that, and this seems to be accepted. So this, to me, yeah, this could happen. I don't know what happened, but it doesn't shock me that a plane would go missing as much as it shocked me that somebody would take two or three planes, crash in a building, and they really don't know the answers to it, and the Pentagon building, blah, blah, blah. So go around the room real quick. Big Sexy, man, what do you think about this whole thing?
You know, I'm still taking all of it in. I'm still learning all this information. I'm hearing things about people having fake passports and one-way fake passports and this and that. You know, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of shady things happening here, and I just want to hear, I want more of it to come out before I can really get into it.
Okay. Tori, you have any thoughts on this?
I don't know why I feel like those people are still alive, maybe somewhere. I don't know. Like, I have, like, hopes or something, but it's just weird to me that they haven't found the plane. They haven't, you know, forensics hasn't found anything. There's just nothing. Like, they disappeared out of thin air. I'm kind of confused. Like, what the heck happened? Like, what? Where'd they go? Like, I don't know. I'm upset about it. It's a really sad situation, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know, wishfully thinking that, you know, someone's alive or some of them's alive, or, you know, to give us some insight. So, yeah.
Wasn't there like a Stephen King movie?
Langoliers
and the plane disappeared. Anyway, Sean, what do you think about it?
Well, my thing is, like, did no one on the plane have a cell phone or, you know, something that can track usage? Or, you know, if it was a hijacker, I guess the hijackers would have taken them all. But you would think, you know, there would be something like that to show that, A, either, you know, the people are still alive, or B, you know, all cell phone pings and whatnot stopped at the same time. I mean, I'm with Mars. It's just a weird story. I had originally thought, yeah, the plane has crashed and they just can't find it. But, you know, now you've got the passport deal and all of that. So, yeah, I just want to keep following it. And I'm definitely interested in the outcome. But my thing is, like, just the cell phone thing is weird enough.
Anthony, I know you know what happened.
Shoot, I wish. Nope, not at all. The scary part for me is that I was actually booked on a Malaysian airline flight from Kuala Lumpur. So I'm glad if this was a hijack, and I'm glad they decided to wait a couple of months. Wow. All due respect to the living and the dead. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I just think it was just a huge malfunction. And I think Malaysian Airlines and the Malaysian government is just covering up a mistake. That's what I really think is going on. Until I see proof of hijacking, I think some shit went down and they don't want to affect tourism.
Ah, interesting take. Lastly, Mr. Q Storm.
I just hope they know how to fight the smoke monster. That's all I have to say. I'm sorry. That was in bad taste, but my wife and I are planning a trip to Europe this summer, and I'm like, man, maybe I want to rethink that.
Yeah, maybe you better just go to Detroit.
You know, it's funny you say that. My company wanted to send me to Detroit to do some shooting. No pun intended.
you're a hitman.
Yeah, you may want to clarify that, kid.
But luckily, that went the way it went.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep our eyes and ears on this story. Very interesting. It's just when odd things happen, it sort of pulls us out of our reality a little, like, wow, somebody would hijack a plane or it would just disappear. You know, the scariest, I was thinking last night, the scariest possible thing that this could be on some supernatural stuff. Yeah. Like, that would be more scary than they crashed it, or to say, like, if the plane just reappeared all of a sudden, you'd be like, whoa, like, what the hell is going on?
I would think that'd be fascinating myself.
I mean, it's fascinating, but the scary as hell, like, okay, this changes everything. Like, where do we go from here? But I've read too many books.
Yeah. The only thing with hijacking is usually, you know, they hijack it for a reason. They want something, and there hasn't been any, right, you know, calls for demands or anything.
Yeah, Tori, you feel those people are still alive, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy, but I feel like that they're still alive. Like, I don't know why I feel that way, but, or I want some to be alive, or, you know, some people or a couple people, but, you know, that's just, I don't know. I think the planet is, maybe I'm crazy, but I think maybe what if it does, like, reappear out of somewhere and everybody's, like, alive and... I don't. Were they flying to the Bermuda Triangle or something? No. Like, I'm confused.
Too many movies, babe.
Yeah. Oh well.
All right.
Bad. One more thing. Go ahead. One more thing. What about these people in Portland with that damn cat?
Oh yeah.
Attack of the 22-pound cat.
If you got that, go ahead. You got it for me.
Well, okay. Apparently, a family in Portland was held hostage by their cat. You know, somehow the cat pushed the door and, you know, start hissing at the father, and they ran and locked themselves in the room and called 911.
Wow. Let me tell you how this really would... Let me tell you how this would go down. And I'm... Listen, we get racial on here. It's jokes.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I would have called up my Vietnamese neighbors. Vong Lee, I got a situation over here. And come wow. On. We be right there. And it would come
my,
over.
Oh
my God. And see that we have this. We got this. No worry. We take care of it. Can we have you? Hey, it's yours. They would have ate good for a week off that bad boy. Because he would have been over. You know what I'm saying? Like, have at it. Y'all can have this. We take it off your hand. No problem. I'm so sorry for your mother.
But, the opinions of the management, not necessarily those of the podcast members.
They will be protesting this show, shutting us down. It's jokes. Come on.
And you know you're going to go out right. We all going to go out and get our nails done, hair done.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they're going to kill us. They're going to take us. This is where it started. No, but that's crazy. Like, who? I would have stomped that. Really?
You know. I got to pull the man's card on this one. This is a cat. Okay? A cat. Now, unless it's the cat that was in the snow that jumped up in that lady's face because she kept messing with it, it's a cat. You spray him with some water, you hit him with a broom handle, yeah, and get him the hell out of there.
Hey, have any of y'all owned cats before?
I've had a cat.
I got a cat.
Oh, okay.
I'll whip my cat's ass. Shit.
I'm just saying, when a cat gets really wild, it's not a pretty sight.
It's not, but
locked in the bedroom. But
it was 22 exactly. pounds.
Well, that'd been 22 pounds, like I said, would have got his ass skinned and feathered in that bad boy.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit of the link that you sent, and apparently it started when the infant child pulled the cat's tail, the cat got mad, pawed the baby, and then the dad kicked the cat, and that just set it off for the cat. Like, he was just out for everybody and ran him into their bedroom. I don't know how he did it.
What you call it, Mike? The wrong one.
Yeah, that cat was the wrong one.
The wrong one. one.
Woo! So obviously,
you're gonna learn today.
Yeah, the dad wasn't brave enough to attack the cat and save the family. So the cat apparently pushed them all in the bedroom and was screaming, you know, profanities outside the room while they're on the phone with the 911. Like, really, who does that? Like, just.
They best not put his address out there because all robbers, they going to run that house. Like, this nigga's soft.
I mean, that knows, you shouldn't, well, I mean, common sense tells you not to leave an infant with a cat that has claws.
True.
I mean, that's.
That is dumb.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's wild, man. I forgot about that. It's absurd. Speaking of the wrong one, did you see the article? I don't think I put. Yeah, here it is. Man kills his boss for posting his picture online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's more to that story. Gotta be.
That is crazy. Employees and patrons of the restaurant told deputies that the owner, Demetrius, was sitting in the restaurant when LeBrun, if I'm saying his name, attacked him with a large knife, which some witnesses described to CBS 12 as a meat cleaver. They said LeBrun walked up to the boss, stabbed him three times in his left side and once in the back for no apparent reason. The story talks about the guy posted a picture that had the man in it, a very innocent picture. This might have been in 2012 on Facebook or something, and the man just now seeing it. He's a Haitian. Is he Haitian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go right there.
And something about, like, he didn't want his picture out there for his kids back home or something. Mm. And looking at the brother's mugshot, he is not to be fucked with. Like, I'm black and I'm scared. Like, that brother, he is not, I can tell he ain't having it. But in the picture that's posted, he's like, you know, he's like smiling.
Good, it don't look like the same guy.
Yeah, almost he doesn't. But something's going on in his life where, yeah, he stabbed his boss. That's just terrible, man. That's sad.
That really is terrible. I want to chime in on that. Like, I've heard, like, I don't know if this is like an old wives' tale or whatnot, but I know that he's Haitian. And, you know, some people don't like their picture taken because it says it captures the spirit or something. I don't know. Maybe he on some spiritual type of, don't ever take my picture, you know, my life is over, now I gotta go kill you. I mean, it's sad.
Wasn't that a posed picture? I mean, he was like, it wasn't like he was accidentally caught, it was a posed picture, at least the one I saw.
Yeah, he says, the gentleman says that they need to learn to respect people. I have three kids in Haiti. I know they will suffer, but they will survive.
That makes no sense. I read that. I'm like, well,
what's he talking about?
Yeah, what does that have to do with the picture being on the internet?
There's another world there that we know nothing about.
Because everybody in it was white. I mean, I don't know if that's the reason. I don't know.
I started thinking maybe he had left Haiti. He was on the run. And anyone, they knew he was alive. I don't know what they'd be thinking. I don't know, man.
But so the thing to do is stab your boss if you're trying to stay on the cover. Yeah,
yeah. I guess.
In front of people. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah, we have to keep an eye on this one, too, and follow up for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's sad. He said something about his kids, and it's like now your kids is never going to be able to see you because they're getting them on, what, first-degree murder?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's open and shut.
Wow.
Unless he claims he's insane or something.
Stand your ground, right? Just in Florida.
Oh, you stupid. Wow.
Oh, yes, right.
I was standing my ground.
I don't see nothing wrong living for Jesus Christ. All right. We got to get out of here. I would. Go ahead. You go ahead. There was one other question that I'm sure would spark more conversation about your friendly purple guy on Epic Records, but I don't know if we'll get into that.
We got to talk about the Lil Boosie free.
Oh, I am so sorry. You're
free,
right.
Free Boosie.
Explain that to the non-Bootsy fans. Okay, Boosie fans.
First of all, I had to go do some research on Lil Boosie, and I'm the youngest in the crowd. He did. He's known for two songs. One, "Wipe Me Down," and the other one, "Independent." Yes, the one that goes I-N-D-E-P. That song.
Yeah, I love that one.
I had no idea that was him.
Never heard of it.
What is "Wipe Me Down" about? Is that
Please don't answer that.
When I'm finished with your miss,
finger wipe me down.
I'm from Los Angeles. I have half the time I have no idea what them down south dudes are rapping about. So come on, give me something. But yeah, this dude went to. Apparently, he was arrested in 2010, 2011 on first degree murder and drug charges. He said he didn't do it, but somehow he ended up pleading guilty to the drug charges. But he didn't do the murder. Somehow he got found guilty, not guilty for the murder, but he was convicted for 7 years in jail and the Free Lil Boosie campaign commence. You swear this dude was Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Nelson Mandela, Huey Newton, fuck O.J. Simpson all in one, the way they were trending.
Didn't he also try to smuggle drugs in and out of prison and got more time or something like that?
I didn't find that in his Wikipedia.
Yeah, because so he was going to get out. And then he was on doing drugs, trying to sell drugs in prison, and got caught for that.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm. But so, free Boosie.
Yeah, after 3 years, Lil Boosie is free, and the internet and the ratchets and the hoodlums are rejoicing. They can't wait for the Lil Boosie album. Dude's been on, has had internet interviews and video interviews with Angela Yee, and it's just like, are you freaking kidding me? Who and what the fuck is a Lil Boosie that he deserves to get this amount of attention? And this is why the African community, American community cannot be great. We standing for Lil Boosie.
You know, again, and we discussed this briefly off air, and I think Sean is with me on this. How can anyone take anyone named Lil seriously?
I mean, never underestimate the stupidity of ratchets. That's all I can say.
That's why Little Bow Wow just went with Bow Wow.
Whoa. Are we talking about Bow Wow now?
Cross the line, no, sir.
I respect him.
I don't. We're good.
But I mean, at the end of the day, his name is still Bow Wow.
Wow. I call him Wow Bow.
You know what?
I call him Earl. I mean, whatever his name is.
What is his name, Tori?
Who knows?
His name is Shod.
Shod Rock. Okay, well, Lil Boosie. And his daughter had a very interesting video that came out.
I called him the fool that...
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
See?
Boosie got him.
Boosie got him.
He got him.
Dare you talk about me, boy.
You gonna learn today.
Well, there you go. That was... Anybody else have any Boosie stories they want to share?
No.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, hopefully you've been entertained. Have we not entertained you? You've been listening to This Is What We Do. Now, before I go, where can you find our lovely hosts at? So we're going to start with, again, we'll start with ladies first. Tori?
Hey, so yeah, you can reach me on Facebook, Tori Blue Roses McGlory. Get at me.
Get at ya. All right. Big Sexy Insect. Is that website done yet?
Of course not. However, I have sent the coding and whatnot to my web designer, Cameron Web Designs, Seattle, Washington. Give her a shout out. And web development, Cameron Web Development. And she's taking care of my thing, and we're in communication back and forth. It's starting to take shape. Until then, you know, I'm on Facebook under my name, Mark Wiggins, under Big Sexy Insect on Twitter, and I got pro days coming up this week for my players, and next week I got regional combines. I would be in Seattle, but there is a league prohibiting me from attending the combine in Seattle, Mike. I was coming to see you, but league said no.
Wow, okay. All right, Mr. Sean Hill.
All right, you can find me on Facebook under Sean Hill, or you can find me Facebook Real Movie Talk, R-E-E-L. Also, Twitter at Hill Street Views, and my blog, hillstreetviews.blogspot.com. Just posted an interview with April Billingsley. She was in Las Vegas. She's on the new show Resurrection, and she was also on Vampire Diaries as well. So check that out.
All right. I'm sorry. Q-Storm.
You can find me at QStorm.com. You can go to my blog, QStorm.com/lightning strikes. Twitter, QStorm3476. You can find me as Michael Jones on Facebook. And I just wanted to let everyone know I'm going to be getting my geek on next month. I just got my tickets to the Philadelphia Pop Symphony Orchestra, who will be performing all of the main soundtracks from Mr. John Williams. I am hyped as hell.
Ooh,
all
right. Nice. All right.
Nice.
Nothing geek about that.
No, that's dope. All right, Mr. Aunt Pooh, you back.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Aunt Pooh and catch a new column of the comic 8-Ball tomorrow night on 401 Mania. And I have a couple of pieces next week on KnockoutNation.com.
All right. And you can find me at podcastjuice.net. Also, Facebook, Michael Dean, Twitter, M. Dean. And before we walk out of here, recommendation for all my comic book readers, go check out Stray Bullets. That's something I never read before. I picked it up, blown away. I went back and started reading all the original ones. That's some good shit. Go check out Stray Bullets. With that, we will see you next time. Peace.